This is American Roots from New Orleans. I'm Nick Spitzer. Our musical guest this hour is the irascible, eclectic, popular classicist Van Dyke Parks, a keyboardist and composer, arranger and producer, who went from boys' choir training in art music to loving calypso, working with Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, Ry Cooder, Randy Newman, and many more. In the process, he moved from Southern raising to East Coast music education and West Coast music occupation in Hollywood.
A lot of people say, well, where are you from? Or, you know, what cities have you lived in and so forth? I don't think it's so much a matter of where you're from that suggests a biography. I believe a person is the things that he has read, the art that he has seen, the cultural influences that have impacted his personality.
Van Dyke Parks in words and a few of his musical associates coming up. Van Dyke has been a man of mystery to many. So let's just hear his music from the 1989 recording Tokyo Rose, Parks' composition America on American Roots. One of Van Dyke Parks' best friends was also one of his favorite collaborators, the guitarist Lowell George. Parks and George had both spent time in Frank Zappa's Mothers of Invention. Here's one they are said to have written together from 1972. It's Lowell George's band Little Feet, Sailin' Shoes on American Roots.
Lady in a turban and a cocaine tree. Does it dance so rhythmically? She's crying and singing and having a time. Gee, that cocaine tree look fine. You gotta put on your sailing shoes. Put on your sailing shoes. Everyone will start to cheer when you put on your sailing shoes.
Jedediah, he's got a dime.
Says he catches more fish every time. Well, I got a line.
Well, I'll meet you at the fishing hole. You gotta put on your sailing shoes. Put on your sailing shoes. Everyone will hear parade when you put on your sailing shoes. Doctor, doctor, well, I feel so bad, yeah. This is the worst day I ever had. He said, have you this misery a very long time? 'Cause if you were, if I lived on the line, you gotta put on your sailing shoes. Put on your sailing shoes. Everyone will start to cheer.
Brian Wilson Van Dyke Parks collaboration that saved their 1973 album, Holland. The record company wouldn't release it without a good single, and Parks brought Sail on Sailor to the label's attention. It would go on to become the hit from that album. Van Dyke Parks didn't limit his work to only the California sound in the early 1970s. He really took to the music of Trinidad, Calypso. As a producer, he worked with Slinger Francisco, also known as the Mighty Sparrow, recording an album in a hurricane in Miami, 1974. Here is the Mighty Sparrow from 1956, rhyming Jack Palance with France and extolling the virtues of youth.
It's a disgrace and a burning shame, but I don't know who to blame. A big disgrace and a burning shame, but I don't know who to blame. These among the old women in the nightclub, hustling for a bob, standing in the way of a younger girl. But it's time they retire, they're too old, believe me. Caroline and Josephine making more than 50. And I'm sure, without any doubt, she could be my granny. Still they're walking about at night with a face like Jack Palance. Go to France, move, step aside and give your daughter the chance. I'm looking for you, it's not experience. I can remember last year Carnival in front of the cathedral. Auntie Mildred stand up cool as ever. I thought she was a beggar, so I give a shilling to Mildred, saying, "Mama, buy some bread." She turned around and put her hand on she face, and she cussed me upside the tongue in the place. I tell you, but if you see the woman, brother, she more than 60, and I'm sure without any doubt she could be my granny. She walking about at night, she old face like Jack Palance. Go to France, move, step aside and give young people a chance. Oh, I'm looking for you, not experience. Drinking in the nightclub with my bosom friend who come down to spend the weekend. But when I look back, who you think I see? One of my family. Good heavens, I shout out, Mama Jacob, what the heck you doing in a nightclub? Same time the rock and roll's out of play. So she hook on to a Yankee and break away. I tell you, but if you see the woman, brother, she more than 70. And I'm sure, without any doubt, she could be my granny. Still she walking about that night, she prune face like Jack Palance. Go to France, move, girl, step aside and give this sparrow a chance. Oh, yes, they're looking for you, not experience. Take it away. Oh. This is what I noticed the other day. It's a funny thing to say. The government really should pass a law against women 60 and more. Brother, you better take it from me. If they do that, the nightclubs will be empty. So leave them alone and don't get in a rage. When a Yankee drunk, he don't study age. I tell you, whether you are 24, 25 or 80, I am sure it will not interest a drunken Yankee. For when you drink your scotch and soda, it doesn't matter how old she is, as long as the Yankee get what is his.
When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. His visit to their island is bound to be an epoch in local history, definitely marking a new era, keeping Trinidad in America. For this great man, jubilation was evinced by the entire population. Friendship for the USA was shown, and from his house the stars and the stripes were flown. For the state threw open the gates to the president of these United States. In fact, everybody was glad to welcome Roosevelt to Trinidad. Personality and his wonderful urbanity. We were struck by his was glad to welcome Roosevelt to Trinidad. Now we understand that the president had just been on a visit to Brazil and the Argentine. Mr. Cordell Hull and our 10 Dunce, they took part in a peace conference to stop war and atrocity and make the world safe for democracy. The greatest event in the century in the interest of suffering humanity.
Bonnie Raitt asking for respect in a song by Calypso Rose. She was inspired by Van Dyke Parks, who's on piano and singing backup from Bonnie's 1973 album, Taking My Time. And before that, Mr. Parks on piano with Ry Cooter on the tale of FDR's 1936 visit to Trinidad, originally recorded by Calypsonian Attila the Hun. Ry Cooter and Van Dyke Parks, frequent collaborators, and Parks produced Cooter's 1972 album, Into the Purple Valley. We'll hear more from the man himself, Van Dyke Parks, about his adventures in Calypso and other musical curiosities when American Roots returns.